What's up, delinquents? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I'm your host, Sarge. Today, on the 10th of April, 2024, Thursday, a little rainy, a little overcast. You know what sucks about work sometimes? Miscommunications, okay? Miscommunications are going to happen. It's going to happen, right? So, when you guys are trying to talk about, like, what the mistake was, or what's going on, or what happened, and you don't relay what the fuck happened or what it means, then that's a bad thing, you know. I just want to let you know that's a bad thing. So, because things happen, and you should let people know. People should know these things, because then if you don't let them know, oh, so and so quit, so this didn't happen, and the guy's like, what didn't happen? Shut up. Like, you guys just, you know, busting balls in the office. Like it's not an important thing. Kind of is sometimes. Because then jobs don't get done. Miscommunications are the worst. I'm telling you, the worst, man. Oh, but it happens. It happens all the time. And there's nothing we can do about it, because that's why it's called a miscommunication. You don't intentionally do these things. It just sort of happens, and you're stuck. Like, whoops, my bad. And you have to rectify it by sucking a whole bunch of dick and kissing ass. Not literally. I don't know. It depends what kind of work you're in. Probably. But you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? You guys know. You guys get it. You guys get it. Ah, man. I don't know. Does anybody drink on weekdays? Like, you work Monday through Friday. Do you drink Monday through Friday? Little cocktail at night, little glass of wine, you know, a couple beers for like a night game that's on TV or something, a whole bottle, a whole case, a whole handle. Yeah. We got a little carried away, so I'm calling into work today with the Irish flu. I have the Irish flu today. You mean you're hungover? Oh, no, sorry. I'm not... No, that's not what I... You know, I'm sick. Oh, man. I don't know what it is, because I don't know how the science works exactly with alcohol. But we drink, right? And we drink. And we're pissing like every fucking 10 minutes. You know, breaking the seal. Once you break the seal, you're pissing every 10 seconds, right? But then the next morning, you're like, ugh, I'm so dehydrated, you know. You got that morning pee, and it's like bright yellow because you're super dehydrated. How does that, like, you're literally flushing your body out constantly moving. And all night, your pee is fucking clear and clear and clear and clear. And then that following morning, bright as the sun, bright yellow, like the fucking lines in the street, you know. I don't know. Maybe you pee so much because you're drinking so much, you know? Maybe that should be the turntable. Like the diagram, so to speak, as to how much you should drink. Oh, you know, if I have this much in this hour. No, because you get carried away. Because people buy you drinks and you drink that drink and you don't subtract it from your hourly quota or whatever, and things get all kinds of fucked up, because then you're talking about figures like, oh, if I just drink beers, like, this is what I need to do. Oh, if I just drink cocktail drinks, oh, this is what I need to do. Yeah, okay, someone's buying you a shot, and then your whole algorithm gets fucked up. My equation is it was for beer, but I ended up having, you know, fucking Tina's gin and tonic because she left early, and fucking Chad got me 2 shots of tequila. My equation system's all jacked up now. So maybe, I'm just brainstorming here, delinquents, bear with me. We should go off of how much we piss. If you piss more than twice in a half an hour, you gotta slow down. Yeah. If you piss more than 3 times in an hour, You gotta stop. That's just, you're drinking too much. You're drinking too much. Because, you know, you ever have to take those piss tests? And you can't. You can't do it. You know what I mean? Because you're like, and then you get there and you're like, oh, I gotta drink water. Oh, I gotta drink more water. You gotta drink water. You're chugging, 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 chugging. Right? And then you piss. And then you're pissing every 10 seconds because you keep drinking all that water. That's it. That's it. That's right. That's it right there. So if you're peeing, that's it. I think I'm onto something here. This is it. The piss equation. The drunken piss equation, my friends. If you pee more than twice in a half an hour, you need to stop. If you're drinking, you need to stop. You need to stop until you need to stop for like a half an hour. If you piss more than three times in an hour, you're done. You gotta slow it down. Now, I don't know if maybe it should be twice in an hour. Right? Two to three times in an hour. Two, caution. Three, stop. Let's do that. Let's do two to three. Half an hour, I mean, twice in a half an hour is kind of ridiculous. Twice in a half an hour, stop. Twice in an hour, caution. Three times in an hour, stop. The piss equation. You guys, is it the piss equation? The drunken piss equation? That's it. That's what it is. Yeah. Two pisses in an hour equals caution. Three pisses in an hour equals stop. Two pisses in a half an hour equals stop. One piss in an hour, you good. If you take one piss every hour, you should be pretty fine, right? Now we got to talk about quantity. We got to talk about quantity here, because you don't want to. Because if you're pissing that much, chances are you're gonna be fucking hammered because you're drinking a lot, right? Cocktails, you're not drinking a lot, so you're not gonna piss a lot. There's got to be a different equation for cocktail hard out. There's got to be a different equation for hard alcohol. When you're talking about like beer, maybe even cocktails, like, because they're mixed. Unless it's like a Long Island where it's all just booze. Oh, we're onto something now. We're onto something now. We've gone down a fucking rabbit hole, my friends. Let me think here. I'm trying to. Okay, the piss equation still applies to beer. Yeah, I think so. But if you're having cocktail drinks, it should still apply to cocktail drinks, because you drink cocktail drinks pretty fast. Right? Shots, you're not going to be pissing from shots. However, if you're just getting fucked up off of shots all night and you're not doing cocktails or beer, you're a fucking sociopath and you deserve to die anyway. Not really, I'm kidding. Jesus. All right. Okay, that's why maybe it's that's why we do the fucking caution. That's why we do the caution thing, because it'll take into account cocktails and beer. Okay. Let's go with what we said. Let's not overthink it. Okay? We're overthinking it right now. So yeah. Two times in a half an hour, stop. Three times in an hour, stop. Two times in an hour, caution. Slow down. You know? And no matter what, you should not be, the last hour before you go home, you should not be drinking anything. Let's be clear on that one. Right? You don't like polish one up, be like, all right, fellas, peace out, homies, bye. Like, if you just go out for dinner and you have a couple, right, you're fine. You can try, you polish, you finish it, you go, you leave, right? But if you're out all night, this is, here we go. This applies to the equation. If you go out all night, you're not eating, right? You already ate. Now you're just out at a bar, right? Getting fucking lit up. The last hour should not have any, you should not be drinking alcohol. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to, if you want to keep drinking water or like tonic or whatever, soda, I suggest water with a lot of lime or lemon. That's what I suggest. Maybe a little salt. That's what I suggest. Then you would still be peeing because you're still flushing your system. But now you're flushing your system with something your body wants. You know? Your liver's going to be like, oh, God, oh, fuck it. Is this another... Oh, Jesus, is this another fucking whiskey sour? Oh, no, it's water. Oh, thank God. Yeah, yeah. And then you're good. You should always finish the night of drinking with water. Right? Even if you go out to dinner and you have a couple, you're not drunk, whatever. Not buzzing, you're just fine. You just had a couple, whatever. And you go home, have a little cup of water, glass of water before bed. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? And you're good to go. I got nothing to worry about. Where the fuck's my wallet? Oh, it's up there. Oh, the piss equation has been answered, my friends. Yeah. The piss equation applies to beer and cocktails. Hard alcohol, piss equation does not apply. Okay? Hard alcohol, if you're pissing like that from hard alcohol, you're going to be fucking pissing blood. And you need your pummix stumped. Wow, did I do that? I did that. You need your pummix stumped. I don't think I've ever done that before. But I guess it happens. Holy shit. I was like, wow. Is that real? I did it. I can't believe I did that. I switched the first two letters of two words. And, oh, wow. My pummix stumped. Your stomach pumped. You guys know what I meant. Oh, my gosh. Well, my God. Oh, man. How does it work in bars? Does anybody even go to bars anymore? What does fucking Gen Z do? DoorDash? You DoorDash your booze? You're drinking your room by yourself? I bet the bar scene's not the same as it used to be. Not in America anymore. Oh, I don't feel comfortable in, you know, social situations. Gen Z, you're so fucking stupid. You're such a joke, you know? That's why you got, like, millennials and Gen X, like, watching Gen Alpha. We're taking Gen Alpha. That's what we're doing. We're taking Gen Alpha. And we're putting fucking little bike helmets on them. We're putting them in laundry baskets. And we're pushing them down the fucking stairs. And they're going to be outside. They're going to drink from the garden hose. They're not going to... Tablet? What do you mean tablet? You see that kid over there? Do you know him? What do you mean you don't know him? Okay, fine. Go know him. Go know your neighbor. Go play outside. Look both ways before you cross the street. You know what I mean? Gen X and millennials, we'll take it over for Gen Alpha, okay? We'll raise these kids. We'll raise the Gen Alpha kids. Because somewhere, Gen Z got fucked. Gen Z got just fucked up. And I think Gen X understands the error of their ways. And they're trying to rectify it. You know? We used to fucking ride on the bike handlebars. We used to walk home from school. And I'm not saying the grandma fucking greatest generation grandpa thing. Barefoot in the snow up a mountain. You don't know what it was like. Barefoot. Oh, man. Yeah. So Gen Alpha is not going to be as fucking weak as Gen Z. That is the plan. So in 20 years, you're going to see fucking the bars booming. People are going to spit game. You know, it's not going to be these fucking pathetic little sissy pansy fucktards like the Pauls, right? The Gen Z is so... Shut up! Fucking shut up! Shut up! Why is it like... socially, you're triggering me. The amount of medication that Gen Z is taking for being young and healthy is ridiculous. I take this for my anxiety. I take this for my depression. I take this to help me sleep. I take this for a multivitamin because I don't know how to eat unless it's fucking DoorDash or something in a microwave. Here you go. You want to be better people? Let me teach you how to be better people. Okay? First of all, you don't need the piss equation if you drink at home. So there's that. And two, washing machines? Fucking stupid. Get rid of them. Wash your dishes. You think a washing machine washes your dishes better than you wash your dishes? I disagree. I thoroughly and respectfully disagree. Also, get rid of your laundry machines. I'm just kidding. Your dishwashers. I meant dishwashers. Did I say washing machines? Yeah, get rid of your dishwashers. All right? Get rid of your dishwashers. Because you wash your dishes better. Do not get rid of your washing machines. Because holy fuck. That I don't think you could do better. Because you know what? You have an agitator, right? There's no agitator in a dishwasher. It's just the water moving around at different ways. And chances are, your dishwasher, you're not even loading it right. Okay? Chances are. Okay? So, wash your own dishes. There you go. That'll teach you some discipline. Number two, and I mean this sincerely with love, fuck a microwave. Don't fuck a microwave. God, you guys would actually do it. You guys ate Tide Pods, remember? I gotta be careful with you motherfuckers. Okay, get rid of your microwave. Don't use it. Microwaves are stupid. Don't use them. Heat your food. Learn to use a stove. It's going to taste better. You know? Actual fire helps better than microwaves. Microwaves. Let's do that really quick. Alright, you have fucking heat. You have radiant heat from a fire that heats food from a fucking fire source, right? Or you have imaginary invisible microwaves that heat your food from the inside out. Yeah. I don't know if there's an Illuminati or a New World Order, but that might be one of the first things that they introduced to society to fuck with us. To make us just, you know, lazier. Alright? So what did we learn today, delinquents? We learned about the piss equation. We learned that Gen Z is weak. We learned that Gen Alpha is going to be stronger. And we learned that dishwashers are stupid. And microwaves are also stupid. Okay. All right, delinquents. I love you so much. I love you so much. And I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.